104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. You got Loz and Tommy filling in for Roo, Dits and Loz. And Lozzy, it's time to do this. Cannot wait.
Hold on to your hats, Adelaide. The moment you've been waiting for is here. As Triple M Breakfast give away the life-changing $3.6 million grand prize.
Oh my goodness.
In the Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery.
Oh my gosh. This is so exciting. I think of all the cool stuff we get to do on air, this is up there. This is like maybe the number one thing. So the Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery, they're giving away their $3.6 million grand prize right now today here on Triple M. Our lucky winner will get the keys to a fully furnished Scott Salisbury home in Henley Beach and $250,000 cash.
Wow.
In the bank, just on the app. Just
done.
Refresh.
Yep.
Oh, there's $250,000 in there. So tell us all about this amazing foundation and all the good work that they do is CEO Paul Flynn. Good morning, Paul.
Hey.
Are you as excited as we are?
Look, it is an exciting day. Every time we do this, it's one of the great privileges of my role. Two things, giving away a house or giving grants to medical researchers who make changes in people's lives.
Just talk about the medical research as well. A lot of money and a lot of South Australians have contributed to that for many years, and it's making a big, big difference, Paul.
It makes a huge difference, and we support research and patient care initiatives from antenatal, so pre-birth, to right through to end of life. It's about 50 different areas of disease and research. And all of our research activity is driven at translating into impact and better outcomes for patients, not just in South Australia, but across Australia and across the world, because much of the research that has been successful in South Australia is world-leading research.
Yeah. What's been the most mind-blowing sort of revolution that you've seen in the medical industry or the changes that have been made in the last sort of 20 years? What's really just you didn't think it was possible and it's happened?
It's probably something that doesn't get sung about too much, but you know, we funded a 10-year fellowship that looked at breast cancer, and in South Australia up until sort of 18 months ago, women who were having mammograms weren't told about high breast density. But one of our professors that we funded, through lobbying by her and a lot of other people, Professor Wendy Ingman, we're able to influence the change of policy. So if you go in to have a mammogram and you have high breast density, you now get told, which means you can go and take further action if you need to. So that's probably the throw. I mean, that one's probably a bit outside the square, but it's something I'm particularly proud of.
And it makes a big difference to a lot of people, you know.
It does. And they're not too, in that particular case where you have a high breast density, it doesn't mean you've got a breast tumour.
No.
It simply means that you're better informed.
Yes.
The time has come, Loz. Let's make this phone call right now.
My
cannot
hands are
wait.
Sweating.
This is unbelievable.
Are you ready, Paul?
I'm ready.
Dial it in, Tomo. We're calling the winner right now.
Ready?
Yeah.
Calling.
Hello, Karen speaking.
Hi, Karen. Good morning. This is Loz calling from Triple M. I'm here with Tomo and Paul Flynn.
Morning, Karen.
Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Paul's the CEO of the Hospital Research Foundation Group, and we just want to ask you a quick question. Did you buy a ticket in the lottery?
Yes, I did.
We just want to let you know that you've won the $3.6 million grand prize, Karen.
Oh my God, we've won the house. I'm sorry, I'm with my daughter at the moment.
That's okay.
Oh my God. Oh my God, this is not a prank, is it?
This is not a prank, Karen.
We've got Paul here, say good morning.
Oh, sorry, we were just joking.
Don't you dare. No, this is real, darling. You've won.
Oh my God, we've won the house.
Is that your daughter in the background?
Yes. Oh my God, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
You want to put it on loudspeaker with your daughter? You've just won a $3.6 million grand prize down at Henley Beach. Fully furnished, move in whenever you want, $250,000 in the bank.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. I don't know what to say. Sorry, I'm just...
That's all right. What's the situation you got? How many kids have you got?
So I've got two girls, Sophie and Caitlin.
Yep.
I'm off work at the moment because I've got a broken foot.
Oh, my goodness. So have you been buying tickets for a long time for the Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery?
My husband has bought tickets every year.
Oh.
And this year he hadn't. I said, well, why haven't you? So I bought just one ticket.
Happy wife, happy life.
Oh, my God.
Happy wife, happy life.
What do you do? Do you guys work?
I'm a nurse, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Do you work in the hospital system, Karen?
Yeah, so I work at Ashford Hospital and, yeah, been working there for a long time and, yeah, just off work at the moment.
Well, we'd love to see you down at the house later today so you can see what you've won.
Yes, please.
Are you free, Karen, or you know, how's the calendar going?
Yeah, I do have to be at the hospital soon, but...
Congratulations, Dahl.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys.
The team will see you down at the house later on this afternoon. That is brilliant, Loz. What an absolute treat that is. Karen, a very, very deserving winner, no doubt. Two daughters, broken foot, nurse herself, buying a ticket every year. The husband wasn't going to. Well, he didn't.
This is it. He'll have to listen to her for the rest of his life. He'll never do anything wrong again.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Paul, thank you so much for your time as well and what you're doing for this great state.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.